Welcome to the University of Michigan Press podcast, featuring interviews with University of Michigan Press authors. College ice hockey is one of the fastest, most entertaining sports on earth. Ann Arbor is home of the University of Michigan, the program that has won more collegiate hockey championships than any other. Michigan Ice Hockey is a fan's ultimate guide, telling the story of the program from its first humble days of skating outdoors on the frozen Huron River to today's competitions on the best rinks in the nation. It covers everything from leading scorers to tournament results to NHL player alumni. It's a love story for those conquering heroes on skates, their traditions and trivia that surround them, and the fans that drive them. Greg Nelson is a professional writer and author of M is for Michigan Football, published by the University of Michigan Press in 2009. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Melissa. How are you today?
I'm good. You?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. So, hey, you have a new book out, Michigan Ice Hockey.
I do. I'm really excited about it.
So, your last book was all about football, and this one's all about hockey.
Yes.
So, let's talk about Michigan hockey.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So, why do you think the program's so successful?
Well, like any sports program, I think success is really the result of hard work and effort and, you know, literally all levels of an organization. You know, it all begins with Coach Berenson at the very top. You know, he's got more than 700 wins in his career, and there's no question he knows how to coach at a high level, and he's built the program's infrastructure to, you know, ensure a real ongoing success. You know, from the facilities in Ann Arbor to the people behind the scenes to the young men he recruits, Coach Berenson's established a real top-notch team, and he believes in, and the team believes in itself, and they just continue to function at a high level year after year after year. But I think, you know, at Michigan, the success goes even deeper. It goes, you know, right down to the fans and the followers of Michigan hockey. There's so many staunch supporters, and, you know, even the former players stick around and stay involved. There's just an overwhelming degree of support that resounds throughout the program. You have things like the Deckers Club that offers, you know, year-round support with activities and events and financial assistance and, you know, things like that give former players and alumni an opportunity to really stay close to the program. And, you know, I think everyone will agree that the success of the program, you know, ultimately even comes back to the loud and crazy crowd that files into Yost Arena, you know, game after game after game.
Those hockey folk.
They are definitely one-of-a-kind hockey fans, especially at Michigan. There's no question Michigan hockey crowds are second to none anywhere. The crowd's really an added dimension at Yost Arena, and they're just a wild and crazy extra man that's intimidating the opposition and, you know, really helps motivate Michigan. And with the, you know, all the seats in Yost Arena so close to the ice, and you're just kind of hanging over the ice, and, you know, there's a few places in sports where the crowd can have such an amazing and direct impact on the play, and, you know, that's kind of proven out by the fact that, you know, in the 1990s, Michigan actually put together a 36-game streak where, you know, they never lost. They went 33-0-3 over the course of three seasons.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was incredible.
So talking about the 90s, so there were a stretch of some championships at that point, right? So can you talk about those teams a little bit and what they've won and how they went about it?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Yeah, I mean, Michigan's had, you know, a host of champions and so many great teams, and interestingly enough, the 1996 and the 1998 teams both came away with national championships, but it might have been the team in between that, the 96-97 team, that actually put together the highest win total in school history. That team was led by, you know, big superstars like Brendan Morrison and Marty Turco and a bunch of other really top-notch players like John Madden and Mike Legg and Billy McCault and Matt Herr. They were just loaded from, you know, from top to bottom, and they just beat everybody in their way, you know. And they won 35 and lost 4 and tied 4, and, you know, they really just breezed through the season. They breezed to the CCHA Conference Championship, rolled right back to the Final Four, where, you know, the Frozen Four, where everybody expected them to be. But, you know, as luck would have it, they just came up a little bit short and lost to Boston University 3-2 in the national semifinal game that year.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, so, you know, when you expect it, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen.
That's right.
And, you know, and then the following year, they didn't have that big, strong nucleus of talent, and they had a real young team, but they still came back and ended up winning it that year. So,
oh, hockey, a fickle game.
It is. You know, that 96 team was, it was an amazing team. You know, they lived up to their expectations with all those wins, but they just didn't quite pull it out in the end, and that's the way it goes sometimes.
And that's the way it goes. So what makes Michigan such a fearsome opponent on the ice, do you think?
I think there's just so many reasons behind that. I think one of the biggest things is they just bring a long tradition and a history of winning. It's just kind of that whole Michigan tradition. When they strap on the winged helmet, they hit the ice with the knowledge that decades of Wolverines before them have won and won championships, and kids come to Michigan to win, and they expect to win, and Coach Berenson expects them to play well and win every game. Coaches build a program that combines great talent with a will to win, and it's a program where he gives every player an opportunity to determine his own playing time based on performance. So everybody steps up, and they're expected to do their part. Kid leaves early to the NHL, gives the younger kids a chance to come in and step up and make a difference. And more often than not, they uphold that tradition and that will to win, and they come in and strap that helmet on and they do win.
Well, that's fantastic. So you talked about it a little bit before, but let's discuss this hockey crowd. So what role do you think the crowd plays?
The hockey crowd. The hockey crowd at Michigan is something else. It's not sure it's even something that you can really describe, at least not in a few words. But first and foremost, they're definitely hockey fans. They know the game. They recognize the value and importance that they can play in creating a intimidating home ice advantage. The Yost Arena crowds, they're very knowledgeable. They know when to cheer, and they know when to cheer even louder. They do their homework before the game, so they know the opposition. They know the teams that are coming in and the players, and they research, their backgrounds, and the fans come with their own special game plan, and they're ready to exploit anything that the opposition gives them. Yost Arena crowds are funny more than anything, I think. I dare anybody to not to crack a smile or to laugh out loud at some of the antics and the chants and the activities that continually crop up over the course of a Michigan game. It's can be quite a scene. They're definitely loud. Michigan crowds are, can be deafening, especially in the small confines of Yost Arena. But they really know it. They know when to bring the noise, and they know when to bring even more noise, and they bring it at, all the right times. And I think that's one of the things that makes, Michigan hockey crowd so intimidating. They're ready to lay their wrath on anyone, whether it's the opposing players or the opposing coach or even the opposing fans. If there's a chance to get in a shot, they'll find a way to heckle you or annoy you or just demoralize you. It's, there's something else. They're very energized. They come to the arena early. They get there and they're wound up and they're ready to go. And, by the time that puck drops, they've already been more than enough action. And, they want to be part of the action throughout the game. They're just a real extra man. And they're definitely unpredictable. They have their well-documented, assortment of chants and antics and, things that they perform on cue, but they also come ready to bring the unexpected. So show up at a game, and I can guarantee you'll see something new every night.
That's fantastic. Hey, so let me ask you a question or two about your actual book.
Yeah.
So, Michigan Ice Hockey. I'm guessing it's about hockey.
Yeah, it's Michigan Ice Hockey celebrating the all-time greats and the most memorable moments. And I think that says a lot about it. It dates back into some of the history of the program, some of the all-time great players, some of the all-time great coaches, great moments, championships, special events, a little bit of everything. And it's been, it was really a pleasure for me to dig back into some of that history and learn a few things of my own.
Do you have any special hockey moments or favorite players or anything?
Well, I think, I got a bunch of favorite players. I grew up a hockey fan and, been watching hockey since I think I was probably 2 years old. Obviously you have, you remember the national championships and you remember the famous overtime goals and things like that. But I think when you dig into the book, you'll uncover quite a few things that even big Michigan hockey fans probably weren't aware of.
Oh, fantastic. Some new stuff.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this year's chances?
Well, I think they're as solid as they can be. I think they've got a good nucleus. I think they're going to be strong a few games into the season and, had a little bit up and down so far, but they got a lot of hockey ahead of them, and they got some big events coming up like the big chill at the Big House, and I think that's going to give a lot of energy to the program and the team and the fans, and I look for, another long run into the NCAA tournament. They've had 20 straight years of making the tourney, and I fully expect them to be there again this year.
Gets us through that long, cold winter.
Exactly.
Well, Greg, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Melissa. It's been a lot of fun, and I appreciate the time.
Congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Greg Nelson, author of Michigan Ice Hockey, Celebrating the All-Time Greats and Most Memorable Moments. To learn more about our books, visit us on the web at press.umich.edu. This podcast has been brought to you by the University of Michigan Press, all rights reserved.